town. Marquette, I guess, was nice. Yeah. But it's all sort of gone downhill.
Yeah. I'll have to be out there. It's so cold. That's another thing I forgot to ask you. Has the population of Leadville changed much over the years?
My, yes.
How much is it right now, do you know? The population is like?
Yeah, I couldn't even guess that. It's down.
Yeah.
I
thought I heard that it was about 2,800.
That's probably about right, somewhere in there.
How big do you think it was at its biggest?
Oh, heavens, it was... Oh, I saw some of those figures the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at one time, it was one of the biggest towns in Colorado.
Really?
Well, not as big as Denver, I guess, but... Right. But it was certainly a big town.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know.
So that
back
makes...
80s.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. When you mentioned you hadn't met your future husband, I was like, because in a town like this...
Yeah, I know. Right now, it would be...
Yeah. So then it got me thinking that maybe the population had gone down quite a bit.
Well, it had, but then, you know, even saying that I got out of high school in 34,
mm-hmm.
and I guess he was working in... I suppose he was in the Vendome by then,
mm-hmm.
and I just never met him. I just...
I guess it could still happen. I mean, if you were working really different shifts or had different interests. Let me ask you a little bit about let me get back to the marriage. Did you have people that stood up for you
mm-hmm.
then?
His cousin stood up for him.
Okay.
And I had a real good teacher lady friend that stood up for me. My little niece was a ring bearer.
Really?
She was 10 years, no. Yeah, she was 10 then.
What would your teacher friend have been called? What was her role then? Was there a name for that?
What was it? She taught?
No, when she was standing up for you in the marriage.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I was going to say best friend, but that isn't it. What do they call it?
Is it a bridesmaid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was she the only one that you had then?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wonder, is there another word for them?
I guess that was it. Bridesmaid.
I know that at least today when I go to a wedding, a girl will have, or the woman will have bridesmaids.
And what else?
There's a special one.
Yeah.
Maid of honor, maybe? Does that ring a bell, or is that not something
you
would have used?
But I think she just was... Well, she was it.
Okay. Yeah.
Maid of honor and bridesmaids and all. I just didn't have any bridesmaids.
And your husband had one person stand up for him?
Mm-hmm.
What was he called then? What would his role have been then?
Best man.
Okay. When you go to church, I'm a Lutheran too, like your husband was. And so I don't know much about the Presbyterian, although they're both Protestant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a long sort of, I guess you could call it a speech by the minister in the Presbyterian service?
Oh, yeah, well.
And what is that called?
Mm-hmm.
Like a 20-minute talk, I guess.
Well, he doesn't give that 20-minute talk until he's had the children come up and talk. And somebody reads from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And... of course, they light the candles.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks to the children.
Mm-hmm. What is the long talk called, though?
Sermon.
Okay, they call it the sermon as well.
Mm-hmm. The Lutheran church that Ed went to, by the way, is still up there.
Is it?
I mean, they remodeled it lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's up here on the 7th Street. Catholic church is right up here on two blocks up. Mm-hmm. On the east side. Then just above that, I think it's still on 7th Street,
mm-hmm.
the Lutheran church there, and they remodeled it
Oh, really?
To make it